Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What has gotten into Rowdy Tellez? We'll discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris Towers. And let's talk about the big, beefy baseball boy. Rowdy Tellez goes 4-for-6 with a double dong and 8 RBI on Wednesday. The StatCast page is a thing of beauty, Chris. He is crushing the ball right now. Rowdy Tellez, only 28% roster. Do you think that he is a must-add hitter right now?
I would say certainly 28% is too low. I don't know if he's a must-add player in every single league. You know, your 10-team points leagues, maybe he's not worth adding there. But yeah, Rowdy Tellez is definitely someone who needs to be added more than he is. And after this game, I would expect he's going to be in the 60 to 70% range very shortly. And that's probably where he belongs. I'm skeptical that Rowdy Tellez is going to be, you know, a long-term fantasy contributor, someone that you just leave in your lineup the rest of the season. You know, I don't know if the Brewers are going to play him every day, although there are reasons to be optimistic about his ability to hit lefties. His numbers against him actually aren't that bad. The OPS split is very close against righties. So, you know, he might not be just a platoon bat. Hopefully the Brewers don't just view him as that. But yeah, he hits the ball really hard. He makes a decent amount of contact. He doesn't strike out very much. And those are good things to put together. I'm not sure he's going to be an asset in batting average. But yeah, Rowdy Tellez has good raw power, good contact skills, and that's a good base to work from. So yeah, definitely someone worth adding.
All right, let's move from a waiver wire hitter over to some waiver wire pitchers. Garrett Whitlock made his third straight start for the Red Sox, and it was a great one. 5 innings, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts to 0 walks going up against the Angels. And another pitcher was very good on Wednesday, Austin Gomber. He posted another quality start, his third in a row. He went 6 2/3 innings, 2 runs, 6 strikeouts. He had 19 swinging strikes in this start. He is 25% rostered. Garrett Whitlock is 65% rostered. Who would you rather have, Chris, Whitlock or Gomber?
Well, definitely Whitlock. Now, there are some questions about whether he's going to stick in the rotation for Boston. They could certainly use some help in the bullpen. They blew another lead on Wednesday night. But, you know, Garrett Whitlock can't throw 3 innings every night, so he's not going to fix everything that's wrong with their bullpen anyway. I think there's more value in having him in the rotation. And what he's done so far this season, what he's done in his major league career, has just been spectacular. And he's been able to, you know, mostly keep his velocity up since becoming a starter. We haven't seen him necessarily pitch super deep into games. 78 pitches, 5 innings was his longest start yet, but 9 strikeouts in this one. He's got a great strikeout to walk ratio, both as a starter and as a reliever. The pitch count is inching up every start. So I just think there's a lot of potential for Garrett Whitlock. You know, he's thrown about 100 innings at the major league level with a sub-3 ERA and a bunch of strikeouts. So I think he's someone moving forward. I'm hoping he stays in the rotation. The fact that Rich Hill and Tanner Houck are going to be piggybacking in their next start, hopefully that means Garrett Whitlock will stay in the rotation, and I think he's going to be quite good. So I'm more confident in that than I am with Gomber, who, yeah, this was a good start, 19 swinging strikes. That's really impressive, but he still pitches half his games at Coors Field, and that's just hard to get around. You think about the history of Coors Field and the number of consistently useful fantasy options at starting pitcher. I mean, are there more than 5? Do you need a second hand to count them? I'm not sure that you do. And so that's just history working against Austin Gomber and then the offensive environment that he pitches in. So I think he's a fairly easy one to, you know, leave for the streaming mess, I guess. Washington being a pretty good matchup. Kansas City in his next one, also a good one. San Francisco after that. not so much.
All right, let's have a trade conversation. Mackenzie Gore has now allowed 2 earned runs or fewer in all 4 of his starts. By all accounts, he's looked very good thus far, and I'm rooting for the kid. I hope he continues to perform everything that he's gone through down in the minor leagues. Now he's performing well. The question, Chris, should you look to sell high on Mackenzie Gore in redraft leagues? What do you think?
Yeah, he's really impressive. The one of the top pitching prospects in baseball over the past couple of years, lefty who throws in the mid to high 90s, but he really so far has been kind of a one pitch pitcher. He threw his fastball 77% of the time. On Wednesday, results were pretty good, although only 2 strikeouts, 3 walks. Command, still a work in progress. Both the slider and curveball, still a work in progress. Curveball especially looks good, not getting a lot of whiffs, didn't get any today. And I just think right now he's probably in over his head a little bit, and I would be looking to move him. The problem is, look, you're passing on a potential stud. You're passing on someone who, if everything clicks, and it very well could, you know, he could be a top 24 starting pitcher, but I would be comfortable moving him. I think a perfect sell high, buy low opportunity here is to trade him for Charlie Morton, see if you can get that done. And I do have more confidence in Morton moving forward.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.